so.
About what?
And that would make it into something.
Yeah.
That's the point. Yeah, that's true. So you can't really imagine. There's no way to imagine nothing. No one can imagine the existence of nothing. Right? Because just thinking about that nothing makes it into something.
It's kind of boring that way when I think about it.
Right.
Okay, I took a picture of you and then I blank out the English.
Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't anything.
Because you wouldn't.
Then it would have to be something.
Just black.
To be nothing.
A being a black sheet of black paper is being something.
Yeah. Right. The galaxy being nothing is something.
Right. Well, I think you can accept that. Let's just believe that's true. There's no nothing, okay. We can just forget the idea of nothing. Just skip that. Okay. Right. Okay.
So, I'm still positive. I mean, you know
me. Oh, I know. This scene, yeah. Okay.
You want to know how, if there's, what's beyond, what is beyond the gap.
What is beyond the universe?
It's nothing. And if it's not nothing, it has to be something. And it would be
right. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Beyond that,
right.
Beyond that,
yeah.
And it is to go, that has to go forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't really say that something has an end, right? You can't say that everything ends. Unless.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
This is kind of stupid, but maybe we. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I was just going to say maybe we are like little things, just little low lives.
Yeah.
Low life.
Form.
One tiny little unseeable.
Right.
Nothing.
Right, like little viruses or things. Yeah.
And there's nothing
wrong right.
Inside or in a balloon or something in a kid's body.
Right, in a kid's body.
A giant's body.
A giant's body, yeah, possible. There's no reason that couldn't be true. Right. But it would be a very strange giant. It would be
and
weird.
And you could be like walking around the house.
Yeah. But we have no reason to believe that there is anything beyond the end of the universe, okay?
Yeah.
But what we don't understand is where the end of the universe really is. So we can look at it in our telescopes and we can see the Big Bang, right?
Yeah.
But we are not sure. First of all, we see things that are right we think the universe is about 5 billion years old, okay? And we see some very bright quasars about 4.5 billion years old. They're emitting radiation that was sent to us 4.5 billion years ago. Can you believe that? But now that's at the end of the universe, okay? Now how did they get out to the end if everything started in the center? That's what I don't understand. Okay, well, the Big Bang started at the center of the universe, right?
Yeah.
I guess. Or are we at the side of the universe? Which side of the universe are we in? Are we in the center of the universe? Or are we off on one side? You see, we don't know where we are in the universe.
Maybe we're just running down.
Isn't it weird? But, yeah.
Maybe this is just an idea.
Okay.
Maybe the middle of the universe is a big world.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's another idea, which is that if you get...
And it would suck anything down.
That's
possible. It would just break it up and spit it out.
That's the idea that I was thinking about, is that when you get to the end of the universe, actually, you can just be coming back from the beginning again. See, okay, supposing I go out.
I said in the middle.
Well, that's in the middle, but the middle
then
might be
the same. Then you get sucked in.
Well, where do you go? Where do you go then to get something?
Well, if you last.
Yeah.
Which is probably going to be impossible.
Right. Yeah.
Then I guess if you could go to the beginning.
Just go back to the beginning. Right. Well, that's possible.
And you could just float around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they probably just throw you.
Right.
Or it would just keep you. Or it would throw you out and you went wherever is possible.
I wish I could.
January 6, 1990.
About the world. Are there any other things that interest you?
Well, actually, many interesting ones.
Have you ever thought about how it's an interesting question? You don't want to know about. Oh, you know about it. How does it work? The brain. How did you get the ideas you just got? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, that's an interesting problem.
Well, I heard of it. Pocket.
But where's the pocket? And how do you do it?
Head.
But what is it? How does it work?
The ideas.
Yeah.
Come in. And
where's an idea? Have you ever seen a little idea? No, I'm not being stupid. I mean, seriously. Okay, here's a little idea. Here's I'm going. Here's my little idea. Okay, now what happens to me?
If I hear you, yeah. Come in my ear and listen to
what
you.
What do I say? What do my little ideas say? What does the idea say?
I don't know.
How does it go in your ear?
By molecules.
Molecules? It seems to me that you must do something to those samples to make them into ideas.
Yes.
They don't become ideas until they get in the brain.
That's
true. See what I'm saying? So the ideas somebody must be inside that brain. Do you think there's a little man in there who's doing things?
No, but what I said, yeah.
That would be a problem. And what would his brain look like? So how do we get done without doing that?
Well, anyway.
Maybe you have a little spirit in there. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, as a baby you start off.
Right.
And this is the basic way. After that, you can just do everything.
Okay.
Okay, so. And so you focus on what it is,
yeah.
And you look at it and say, that's a tree. You think, tree!
But maybe when they went tree, maybe what they really meant was $500. That tree cost $500. People said, $500?
Dad.
Yeah.
Can you just listen to me?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, tree.
You know how parents
yeah.
say to the little babies?
Right.
Yes, the couch, yes, yes.
Oh yeah, they do that, that's true. Did you learn that way?
Is that
intentional then? It was just a few years ago. Well, quite a few years ago. But do you remember when ever having any trouble with learning language at all? Was there ever anything difficult, or was it just a piece of cake?
The way I learned it was just by watching you talk
mm-hmm.
and other people talk. And after, like, I would hear a tree
mm-hmm.
if they would point to the tree and they'd say tree a lot. So one person would say, that tree cost $500. Another person might say, I bought that tree at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Another person might say, that tree is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But all the time they'd be saying, tree, 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 tree.
That's
tree,
right.
Tree, tree.
That's right. Good
so
idea.
You
That's right.
So you would say to yourself, that must be a tree.
That's right.
Yeah,
very good.
Just use common sense.
It's the thing that keeps on being the same. Yeah.
Tree.
It's got to be that tree. It couldn't be $500 and the next time it's something else, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, you got the right idea. That's right. No, I think you got the right answer. Congratulations. But that was an idea that your little brain made up. The idea didn't just hop into your mind. Your mind made that idea up, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Dad.
How'd you like to have a snack? Let's go have a snack.
Dad, wait.
Oh, well. Let's go have a snack.
You could mow lawns.
Only Rasta will buy my brother.
You could mow lawns.
Because he's my brother. That's the only
reason. Yeah, right. You thought of mowing lawns? It's a good game. It's a good business.
It's not real life.
No?
I'm not strong enough.
Yeah, but you will be by then.
Probably not.
You're stronger than Ross. I mean, you're bigger than Ross. Have you noticed that? You notice that you're bigger than Ross?
No, no.
For your age, you know? When he was your age, he was small.
I know that.
A little bit smaller.
Why? a tiny bit short. I don't know.
Not very short.
Maybe, I mean, like 1% rubbed off on
rubbed
me.
Off. I'm 44 now. 44.
Dude.
She's old?
No, I mean, all these other people have these really young, young parents.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look half as healthy as you do.
Yeah, I know.
You and Mom. You and Mom look really healthy, and all their kids have these younger parents, and you and Mom are like 10 years younger than you.
Yeah, I know.
And they're sitting there like, I mean, at least compared to you, they're like slobs compared to
you. Yeah, well, probably because they work too hard.
It's like, no, I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
You're older. It's not like kids. It's not like the difference between kids and adults.
No.
It's like the difference between adults and adults, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Look. Movie stars look really young when they're about 50.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You and Dad look like in your 30s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and Mom.
Except for my gray hair. See, my little gray hair to dye. Should I dye my hair? Nice bone man. I don't mind looking old. That's okay.
Actually, I think you look better.
It's gray.
Yeah,
it's sort of fun, isn't it?
And it's not fun. It just looks better for some reason.
Yeah. She has a little accent. Not a foreign accent, I mean.
I know what you mean. Like
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Obama. result.
The result. Yeah, the result.
Okay, how about investigate?
Discover, I mean, yeah.
Search.
Yeah, search.
How about alienate? No, it's peel.
Yeah.
I see. There's a difference between a peel and a rind. Yeah. You could say it's orange peel. Some people call it orange peel.
This would be the inner rind.
Well, let me put it this way. Some skins have rinds. Some, it's hard for me to say. I can't.
Most people say banana peel, but in this case, if it would be that way, it would be banana rind.
Orange peel.
Grapefruit rind.
Apple peel. I don't. No, people would say it have an apple peel. I'd say it's an apple skin.
Yeah.
You know, that's sort of puzzling, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just, but anyway, go on.
Well, let me ask you about some other things. Do you think that mathematics is as puzzling as language?
No.
Mathematics? Now, you don't...
No.
Have you decided you do like mathematics or don't?
Yeah, I do.
You do, because... Yesterday you told me it was too easy.
What?
You said mathematics was too easy for you.
No, I didn't.
I thought you did.
I didn't.
Good, you didn't. Fine.
Fine.
Mom says, fine.
Fine.
Have you noticed how Mom says that all the time?
Actually, Dad, I'm afraid to tell you this, but...
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm not afraid, but...
Good. Let's shoot.
Mom never says it anymore.
I know.
You
I say
are
it all
the only
time.
One in this whole house who says it.
I say it. I say it because
you,
I learned from Mom.
Dad, Russ says, well, you're just not. If Russ is kidding, and he says, well, you're just not nice. You say, fine.
Fine, Russ.
Fine.
Yeah, I learned that from Mom.
But Mom doesn't do it anymore.
Because I do it all the time, and she knows that she can't get away with it.
She notices how painful it is to have somebody say that.
Yeah, it is. Okay, you want me to quit it?
Yeah.
Fine, Mark. I'll quit it.
I'm going to
quit
it.
Fine, Mark. Fine.
You want some milk over your head, Dad?
Fine, Mark. No. That's not fine.
Good.
Fine.
Well, I didn't get to tell you what I wanted to tell you.
Okay, what?
Which was my theory about other creatures on other planets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear my theory?
Yeah.
My theory is that what's going to be interesting in our lifetime is that we're going to find out that when we've learned to decode this, that there are signals being sent to us from other planets. Okay?
Well, we're sending signals to them.
Yeah, but they're not going to get them for hundreds of years.
That's true.
But there were signals that were sent perhaps a million years ago, 100 years ago, by other races that were probably much more civilized than we are.
Uh-huh.
And we just have to figure out how to decode those signals. Do you see what I'm saying? And they'll be telling us all sorts of secrets about the world.
No, it's like, hey babe, you want to come over and dance?
Now, what we have to do is figure out how those signals are being sent to us.
Yeah, and we can send them back.
Mm. Won't be that easy. Because of the great distances. They won't get them. We won't be able to talk like on telephone.
Yeah, but I mean, if they send signals to us, and we find out, I mean, might be possible for us to make another thing. I mean, it's probably not very possible, but
it
might be possible to make the same thing. And then we could just send them back and forth. It would take a very long time to send them back
and forth. Yeah, but not more than our lifetime, you see. We can learn a great deal from these. You understand what I mean?
The only problem is... We might not learn a great deal because it takes so much time.
To figure it out?
Yeah. No, to... for them to tell us the great deal.
Oh yeah? Why?
Well, you just said it takes a long time to travel.
Yeah, but all those ideas have already been sent to us. And they're coming into us right now.
It's true.
See? They were sent maybe a million years ago.
But they keep on coming.
They're coming right now. They were sent a million years ago, see?
How do you know they're coming, though?
Well,
what kind of signals are they? Light signals?
Probably radio signals.
Radio?
Mm-hmm. Radio frequency. Okay? It can be beamed in our direction.
I know this is kind of funny, but I don't think anything could be more civilized than humans.
Oh, no, I don't believe that at all. It could easily be more civilized.
I mean, possibly.
Yeah?
If there's another world with peace, and that would be more civilized than us.
Well, that would be.
Any world.
Just for starters.
I mean, any world.
Yeah.
Any world that has high life. With peace would be better than our would be more civilized than our world.
Okay, well that would be a good start.
Better than our world.
And other what other things? What other things do you think would happen? To be better than us.
How do we send them messages?
Well, we started by I think I remember how we code some special code. And
you know what we should do?
What?
If it was possible, we could send them the code.
Oh, one of the codes has to do with the frequency of methane.
Hmm?
Has to do with the frequency of methane.
What about?
Okay, methane is the simplest form of a carbon-based life. Remember I said that we were carbon-based?
Yeah.
Well, methane is hydrogen and carbon, so it's a carbohydrate. See, we're all made of carbohydrates.
Yeah.
And methane is the bottom line, and so what we send is the spectral frequency of methane. And then we did a bunch of other things. I can't remember what we sent. Some things that would signify clearly what our life form was in basic physical terms. You understand?
The only problem is...
Including things like...
The whole problem. Mm-hmm. Just possibly the life sign forms we're sending these to are too dumb to figure that us it out what is even happening.
That would be, this would be a major problem.
Yeah, well,
obviously we
they just say, oh, the sun again. Oh.
Well, we're obviously so dumb that we can't figure out theirs.
That's true.
Hopefully they're not as dumb as we are.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I mean, if I hope they're not dumb like this, I hope they're at least not like this. Like, say,
stupid sun.
Or they go.
Yeah.
Or this, or if we sent them the whole electric, I hope they wouldn't say, just another thunderstorm or something.
Thunderstorm out the solar system.
Yeah, just another solar system thunderstorm.
Yeah, that's a little creepy. Okay, could you sleep on the inside? Can you sleep in Russ's bed?
I remember last year.
Can you sleep in Russ's bed?
Okay.
Because, and I can give you an animal.
Sure.
All these plants and
throw these animals on my side.
Because you love all these animals to be here. And they make my bed too crowded.
I want all of
them. Every single one. Even one big monster?
Yeah.
You got one. And even dirty socks?
No. Big monster.
How come you guys don't take your socks?
Yeah.
Socks shouldn't go in the wash.
Oh, here's a suitcase then.
Okay, thanks. I'll take that. Thank you, sir. Can we all set up for a little picnic here? Alright. Are we all set up for a little picnic here?
Yeah.
How come we get two blankets? Can I get one? Can I get one of your blankets?
Thanks. We'll share this one.
And are you my little darling boy? Let's see, where's my little thing here? And then you had 6 hours in the morning?
They're going to have a new flight that's going to go straight from Pittsburgh to Frankfurt.
Oh.
Huh?
Go straight from Pittsburgh to Frankfurt.
I know why, too.
Why?
What's that?
Taking all the Germans back to Germany so that they can go visit their Eastern relatives.
Right. Or whatever. No, they've been trying to negotiate Frankfurt for about 4 years. What is Frankfurt?
Mm-hmm.
Frankfurt is big financial capital. It's not the capital of West Germany, but it's the biggest city, I think, now. Well, Hamburg's pretty big, too. Either Frankfurt or Hamburg are the biggest. And it's certainly the most business-oriented city in West Germany. All the big deals they've done. So, from Frankfurt, you can fly to a lot of other places because they have good connections. So, we want to go to Italy or come from Frankfurt, pretty much. A little bit more. Just stay here and talk. No, it's part of mommy's thing. It's what mommy plays.
Mommy is moms have a certain rule called mommy.
Yeah, tell us about mommy, isn't it?
Then dad can tell us about
daddy
is. Tell us about mommy as a mommy.
What mommy has to do?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because you learned mommy.
You know that. You must know better than anyone else.
Mommy is a little very big thing behind you. And excuse me. And oh, I'm sorry.
And what is daddyism?
Daddyism is where you grow apart.
Yeah.
Now, what's markism?
It's when you act as a nerd.
Yeah. And?
Big nonsense.
And so can.
Yeah. No.
And what's frothy?
I'm like the only one.
What's frothy?
Yeah.
Okay, Mark,
tell
the frothy.
Okay,
frothy.
Yeah. Is going to school.
Yeah.
Being
cool.
Yeah. Speaking out his headphones.
You know, I bet you Ross uses those headphones during class, and that's why he doesn't pay attention. Have you noticed he's been taking headphones? I bet he puts them on.
About an hour until I'm getting.
Okay, this is, I guess the batteries were running down on that last recording. This is January 12th, I believe, maybe 13th. Okay, it's 13th. And the discussion was at the breakfast table. Okay, yeah, this is 1990, by the way.
No.
But one hasn't thought of it yet.
Well, when you think of it, though, you try not to.
When you think of it.
Yeah.
This little guy right here is funny.
Yeah. But I don't think about it much, so then he isn't a cat. All the time that I'm not thinking about him.
Oh,
he's just not being a cat. You know?
Fran, I want some vodka.
I'm like that, my keys.
Sure. I forget where it was.
That's okay.
What? particular part of town?
East End.
Are you serious?
Well, we're in the East End.
Are we? But the East End is called, it's like around Wilkinsburg.
I know, but all the East Hills.
I forget what MGB Hall was like.
You always have your packy meeting over all those little bears and wolves.
Isn't it going to be a beer world?
Tigers and lions.
Brian, isn't it
going to
be a beer
world?
You mean...
Turn.
That is that little... Oh, I know.
You know.
We had that.
I mean really O'Reilly. I mean Riley O'Dealy. Mark, a little bit of order. Let's put it this way. You want me to really get those guys sitting down. Really sitting down. But they don't need it. Okay, they look kind of cute, right? That's the way they are.
Yeah, they look
kind of
cute.
Well, they do, and you are a cute boy. So that's that.
Today's February.
Isn't that a nice little garden?
22nd, 1990.
Well.
Well, what?
Back
huh?
Tell me what
breakfast is
ready.
Breakfast is ready. Side.
She meant something positive. She didn't mean something like,
are you always a moron?